Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Good morning. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. What a way to start another work week by telling the Lord, thank you for your grace and mercy, and recognizing in that that there's nobody like the Lord. Nobody like the Lord. This is why we worship him. This is why we praise him. This is why we love him, because there is nobody, nobody like him, nowhere. Amen. Thank God for his grace and his mercy, for they both endure forever. Amen. This is Pastor Stevenson. I want to thank you for joining us. I pray that you are prepared, ready, excited for a new week, that we can get done the things that God has called us to do. It's a new month. It is November. It is November. There is 2 months left in this year. Isn't that amazing that we are right now talking about the end of the year being right around the corner? Amen. So much has happened in this year. I know it's been the same thing for you, but whatever has transpired in this year, what you're able to say is that God has been good. Not everything has been good. I didn't say God has been good in everything, and everything is exactly the way you want it to be. That's not what I said. I said that at the end of the day, we're able to still say, God is good. He's good. We thank God for his grace. Anyone glad about the grace of God? The grace of God. Amen. Thank the Lord. We'll see you. Don't forget Wednesday. We're back with our recharge. Amen. We're going to be dealing still with how the things we must do for ourselves. And we've been talking about offenses, but there are some things that we need to recognize, even an offense, and how we take care of ourselves. I have found that I am more easily offended when I am tired. Think about that. When I'm not doing the things that I need to be doing for myself, my health, we are way more sensitive when we are tired, when we are dealing with things of our own issues. And so some of the stuff we just got to learn how to handle, one being our health. Our health is so important. And they always say, and I recognize now, the older we get, the more important we recognize our health is. When we are younger, in most cases, it's not something that we spend a lot of time thinking about, or even when people try to talk to us about some of the unhealthy habits that we have. When we're young, we don't really think about it. We don't really give thought to it. But as we get older, we start recognizing that those things really catch up to us quickly. So we're going to talk about that and how we can deal with those issues of our health, little things that we might need to do to develop ourselves, because it's very spiritual. Taking care of our health is very spiritual. I know we try to make we think that spirituality is only praying and fasting and meditating and seeking the Lord, but the truth is, I have found and I continue to find that taking care of my health is a very spiritual thing. It helps me to grow and to develop. Because without your health, none of those things will matter. Without your health, your destiny, your vision, none of that stuff is going to matter, because it's going to take you. It's going to require your health to get you where God is trying to take you. And so, we're going to talk about that a little bit on Wednesday. I think you will be blessed. I think you're blessed. We have a guest speaker who's going to specifically deal with the area of this area of health and spirituality and how they need to coincide, because you know, like I know, you are more irritable when you're not taking care of yourself. We become very dismissive and things like that. So we're going to spend some time. And I'm going to be learning this whole thing too. So I've got someone who's going to talk to us from the Word of God, as well as from just life and how our bodies work and what God wants for us. And so you don't want to miss it. It's going to be a blessing. It's going to be a blessing. Amen. So find out some little things that you and I could do to get healthier, as that will help us to get closer to God. Amen. This week, as you go into this week, one of the things that we talked about yesterday, we talked about Christ, the Christian, and communion, is communion causes us to reflect on our benefits, gives us an opportunity to reflect on the benefits that we have as Christians. And one of those benefits that we spoke about on yesterday is that communion reminds me that I have access to God's grace. I have access to God's grace, which means I can go into it whenever I need to. I can access it. I can get to it whenever I need to. I don't have to wait till Sunday. Don't have to wait until things are going, quote unquote, the way I want them to go. I can access His grace anytime. His unmerited favor, His unlimited favor in every area of my life. And so this week I want you to access the grace of God. Go into the grace of God wherever you need God's grace. Demand it be in those places. Demand that you see the grace of God. I speak the grace of God over my thinking. I speak that I have God's grace and my wisdom and grace for situations. So before you have conversations, especially difficult conversations, you want to ask God to give you grace for the conversation. Have you thought about that? Asking God for grace for the conversation. Give me grace for this situation. Give me grace for how I can handle these problems. Give me grace for how I can minister to this person or these people. As you access the grace of God in every area of your life, you're going to see His hand. And so I want you to use that this week to access. It's one of your benefits as a believer. You have access to God's grace. Amen. Let's pray about that. Let's pray about that. Lord, we thank you. Grateful to you. We're gracious to gracious and great. Thank you for your graciousness. Thank you for your wisdom and your knowledge, your blessing in our lives. Thank you, God, for your hand over our life. And Lord God, we thank you that we recognize and continue to recognize that we have access to your grace. We have access to the things that we need, the favor that we need in our lives, God. We have access knowing that you are opening doors for us in every place, in every area, in every space of our life. You are blessing us. You are keeping us. You are opening doors for us. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for your many blessings in our life, your wisdom and your grace. And so, God, we thank you that this week we're going to specifically say, we're going to utter out of our mouth and ask for your grace in our situation, for your grace in our troubles, in our struggles. We ask for grace, God, to deal with our coworkers, grace to deal with our managers, grace, God, to deal with the people that we that follow us, grace to deal with our departments, grace to deal with our family, our children, our spouses, grace to deal with our money, grace, God, we decree grace in our life to deal with the issues of our life. We are grateful to you. We don't have to go alone. We don't have to walk alone. We decree grace in Jesus' name as we minister to people, as we help people, as we lift people. Give us grace for them. Even as Paul spoke over Timothy and said grace was given to him for Timothy. But God, we pray that you give us grace for every relationship we're in. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this. We claim a great week in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, access the grace of God. Don't just wait for things to happen. Access it and make it happen. Have a great day, and we will talk on Wednesday. God bless you.